Committee, I'll now open the committee to a hearing on Senate Bill 92. Committee is open to proponent testimony. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen of the committee, my name is Tom Hennies. I am a representative from District 32. I have a hard time, I have to tell you. The guy likes to pretend like he's tough, but it's pretty hard to sit and listen to those stories on those children. And in my other life, I've seen some of those, and it's just gut-wrenching. At any rate, Mr. Chairman, I sent all of you some amendments to this Senate Bill 92, and I have more here we can pass out if you need them or whatever. They're identical to the same ones that we had before. I need one of those back, Dick, please. Sorry, thank you. Yes.
There are two separate amendments. Did I hear?
Yes. Okay. When we get to it, to dealing with the bill, I have two amendments there. One of them goes through the entire bill and changes to allow social agencies such as Catholic Social Services or Lutheran Social Services to also be the recipient of this child. The other invokes the necessary language, I think, to protect the Indian Child Welfare Act, because there has been some talk about that too, and we didn't want to ignore it. But both of those we'd like to, somewhere along the line, I'd like to have somebody move to put those into the bill also before we take it to the floor, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, we all remember the story from the second chapter of Exodus. The Pharaoh was afraid that the Jews were becoming too numerous, and he ordered all the male children killed at birth. And when the midwives wouldn't do that, he ordered the male children thrown into the Nile upon birth. One small child was hidden for 3 months, and finally his mother put him in a little boat and put him out in the Nile River, and his sister stood watch to see where that baby went and what happened. And it so happened that the Pharaoh's daughter was bathing in the river, and her assistants found the basket with the baby in it, took it to her, and the baby's life was saved. And ultimately, he led the people of Israel out of bondage from the Egyptians. And that baby's name was Moses, and the name we've given to this bill is the Baby Moses Bill. I'd like you to put that aside for a moment and recall the number of times we've heard of children who have children, and so often those children are just thrown away. A girl has a baby at a prom and leaves the baby in the toilet. A 14-year-old girl in South Dakota has a baby and leaves it in a plastic sack in a dumpster. The fact is that these children who are having children feel the full weight of the world on their shoulders, and they feel they have nowhere to turn. They're scared and confused and all alone, and they just don't know what to do. Now, we all know that there are certainly other ways to handle this problem. The standard adoption procedure is still available for anyone giving birth to use, and as they normally would. But when one is not thinking clearly, and when one who might still be a child with adult problems, sometimes it just seems easier to throw the baby away than to seek help. And this bill, the Baby Moses Bill, simply adds one more quick and safe solution to the equation. This bill allows any person that has a baby that they don't want to save that baby's life by simply taking it to any emergency medical service provider or social agency, and that can be a licensed healthcare facility or a clinic, or any agent of a licensed healthcare facility or clinic, or a law enforcement officer, or an emergency medical technician, or a firefighter. If you take a look at this bill, you'll see that this bill will save some children's lives. And if you'll take a look at it, I'll quickly run over the salient points with you. Section 1 says that the child has to be 60 days old or younger to be given up in this manner. Section 2 says that it is not a crime to drop off the infant if it hasn't been harmed prior to being left with the emergency medical provider or social agency. Section 3 gives the custodial parent 14 days to return and prove parentage and to retrieve the child. If they don't return, all parental rights are terminated, the child becomes a ward of the state, and the child is immediately available for foster or adoptive home. Section 4 says that the parent will not be required to give any information. They can if they want, and the emergency medical provider may ask, but no information is necessary. Section 5 provides for immunity from civil, criminal, and administrative liability for the person or the agency taking custody of the child. Section 6 provides that the person accepting the child must notify the Department of Social Services before the close of business on the day the child is received. Section 7 provides the method for the other parent to come and retrieve the child within 30 days if they're able to prove parentage and that they did not consent to its abandonment. When this time period is up, the normal social service provisions of fostering and adoption and bonding requirements take over from this bill. The parents are then barred forever from filing any action for custody of the child and by and through operation of the law without any court proceedings. All of both parents' rights with respect to that child are terminated. And Section 8 describes the term emergency medical provider. Ladies and gentlemen, since this bill was first introduced by Senator Hamm, there have been a number of agencies who wanted to be listed as a drop-off point. And there have been a lot of questions about the parents' rights and whether or not enough time was given for the other parent to return for the child. And what I would ask you to do is just remember this. This is not a bill to cover the normal situation. What we're trying to do, we are not trying to usurp the business of social services. What we are trying to do is to give what will probably be a young girl an option and to give her relief. And more than that, we're trying to save a baby's life, even if it's only one baby. This bill is supported by similar laws in Texas and Minnesota, Colorado, Louisiana, Alabama, Florida, New Jersey, and on and on and on. It appears that all the states patterned their laws after Texas law, which was first adopted in 1999. And according to USA Today, last year, there were 31,105 babies abandoned in the United States. 31,000 little babies just abandoned. And 33 of them were found dead. Headlines from around the United States read, 38 abandoned babies buried in a cemetery in California, one cemetery. A buried baby is taken alive from a grave. The one that I mentioned earlier, the girl has a baby at the prom and leaves it in the garbage, and the mother is accused of placing her hands over the baby's mouth because he wouldn't stop crying. And in South Dakota, in just the past couple of years, a baby was found in the garbage out in Box Elder. It was a 14-year-old baby or girl's child. Another was found stuffed under a bed in St. Ange, dead. And I'm struck by still another that was reported on the internet. It says, newborn Angela Montague was minutes away from death when she was found in a sub-zero temperature, stuffed and tied in a plastic bag along with the chicken bone, underwear, and other refuse. A woman walking her dog in a Maryland town near Washington heard a muffled cry coming from a garbage can and found Angel. 8 minutes later, a garbage truck arrived, and the baby would most certainly have been crushed to death in the compactor had they not found it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a good bill. We need to give parents a better choice. A better choice like Moses' mother made. We don't have the River Nile in South Dakota, but we do have a lot of emergency care centers and a lot of people who want adopted babies. With this bill, a baby's life might be saved, perhaps to become a leader of men, perhaps to save the life of another, perhaps just to be a common person such as I. But the life is saved, and in the mind of the child having the child, it is no longer necessary to throw the baby away in order to preserve a secret. Ladies and gentlemen, I would ask you to vote yes on this bill. Thank you very much. I'll be ready for questions when you get to it.
Thank you, Representative Hennies, and we will hold questions until all testimony is completed. Further proponents of Senate Bill 92.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Van Etten, I think this is not only a good bill, it's a great bill. I come today wearing five hats. I would like to briefly mention them for you. I am a representative who wants the best of all bills in this situation. I am the chairman of the board of Bethany Christian Services, which is a crisis pregnancy and adoption agency in Rapid City. It's one of 70 nationwide. I am a pediatric surgeon who has operated on four-pounders. I am a licensed, my wife and I are licensed foster parents who have taken many babies home from the hospital and cared for them until they were adopted, and I am an adoptive grandfather. I would like to speak to the bill as it came from the Senate and also to the amendments which Representative Henney's proposed to you. I would also like to have you look at an additional amendment, which I will pass out. As the bill came from the Senate, there were four concerns that I saw with the bill. Number one, as a physician, the original bill stated that the Department of Social Services or the Licensed Child Placement Agency would be notified on the first working day after this happened. I have great faith in the EMT skills of the firemen, but babies are a whole different ball game as far as their health care needs are concerned. This mother might have been a drug addict, and therefore the baby would have that concern. The mother might have been a diabetic, and the baby would have that concern. The baby might be premature and have respiratory problems. The mother might have been a smoker, and it'd be a low-weight baby and have respiratory problems. There are many potential problems. So in your the amendment which you were given previously entitled or numbered, I should say, JG, this says that on page 2, line 12, after shall, insert immediately. I think that whatever agency or place that the baby is received, that they should immediately notify the Licensed Child Placement Agency or the Department of Social Services and ask for directions as to where this baby should be evaluated at that point in time. I also have heard from many other licensed child placement agencies, as has been stated, that they would also like to be considered to take care of this baby, and that also is delineated in the amendment 92JG, where it says on page 1 of line 4, insert or licensed child placement agency, and there are many, every place that the Department of Social Services has mentioned, they are also included. So this amendment JG takes care of two of my objections. There are two other additional concerns that I have about the bill. One of these was addressed in 92JJ. Sorry, that's mine. In RA, yes. And that is that there is a federal statute which rules over all South Dakota law as far as the placement of children with Native American blood, and this is the Indian Child Welfare Act. And I think, and many social workers also felt, as did attorneys who talked to me about this, that this should be mentioned in the bill. I also have one other concern that I don't think has been addressed by the two amendments that you were given, but is addressed by mine, and that would be the fact that in other child placement or termination of rights, parental rights situations, the South Dakota law states that a hearing shall be held in circuit court to terminate parental rights. So therefore, in my amendment, which is JJ, I mention or add a section 9, which says 60 days after the emergency medical services provider or licensed child placement agency takes possession of the child, the hearing shall be held in circuit court to terminate parental rights. And then I add, due regard in the administration of this act shall be afforded to the Indian Child Welfare Act. So I've combined my additional fourth concern with the Indian Child Welfare Act mention, and would prefer that you move that amendment. And I have, as an adoptive grandfather, I have talked with the Attorney General on a couple of occasions, who is an adoptive father, and he stated that I should mention to you that his feeling is that he would much rather see a judge involved in the termination of parental rights. You may say, well, who's going to be there? Well, the judge will be there, and the person from the Licensed Child Placement Agency or the Department of Social Services will be there. And I'm concerned that in this process that we not only save the baby, but that we also think about the total welfare of that baby as far as its future life and the permanence of placement with an adoptive family. My impression is that every adoption that has gone awry, about which you have read in the newspapers, occurred because not all the hoops were jumped through. And I feel that this is one additional hoop that is worth jumping through to provide a situation of permanence both for the baby and for the adoptive family. So I think it's a great bill. I would recommend that you pass these two amendments and the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Van Eden. Further proponents to Senate Bill 92. Good morning.
Good morning, Chairman of the Committee and members of the Committee. I'm here in support of Senate Bill 92. I've worked very closely.
And could you identify yourself
again,
please?
I'm sorry. Regina Weisler, Administrator for Child Protection Services. I've worked very closely with Senator Hamm. I've also had discussions with Representative Van Eden regarding the bill and the amendments. I think it's a good bill. The bill will provide a parent who may be alone, frightened, and for whatever reason believe that they have no one to turn to. This provides them with an option to take their baby to a safe environment, no questions asked, and to know that their baby is going to be well taken care of. As the Department of Social Services, when we're called, will be available to take the child, to place that child in a foster home that is also approved for adoption. So hopefully we will not have to replace the child during the adoption process. I do believe that the amendments that Representative Van Eden talks about are friendly amendments. I think we would want to go into court and receive the termination orders for the judge so that when we're working with the adoptive parent, they do have a level of comfort. We're also very knowledgeable about the Indian Child Welfare Act and the requirements that are involved there. We've also had discussions with the Department of Health, who is also very supportive of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further proponents, Senate Bill 92.
Good morning. I'm Roy King. I represent the Catholic Diocese of Eastern South Dakota. I think Representative Dunafin's comment on the last bill applies to this one. If this bill will save the life of one baby, it's probably the best thing the legislature can do. We support this bill. The concerns that I have heard from others that may come up, but I just briefly had to comment on one objection was, well, what about the rights of the parents? Well, that does provide for a change of heart of the parents or the mother if you know, there's a 14-day period. But the thing you should consider here is that the very thing that provides for the rights of the parents in the usual termination procedure is exactly what causes the mother to abandon the child in the situation we're addressing, and that is to reveal the fact of her pregnancy, to have to go through the processes, the formal processes that the normal termination process requires. This is a panicked young woman who thinks she has no other options, doesn't want to tell anybody about the pregnancy, and that's the situation this addresses. And so It hasn't been the experience of other states that women will use this instead of the normal termination procedure. It's not been their experience. It's designed for the young lady that doesn't want to reveal her pregnancy and wants to keep it a secret, and it will save lives, we feel. So we support the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further proponents? Any further proponents?
Yes, thank Mr. you. Chairman, members of the committee, my name's Dave Hewitt. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations. We strongly support this piece of legislation. From our perspective, we look forward to being designated as one of those emergency services providers and would welcome the opportunity to have an institution that, even if, as you said, Representative Donovan, if it saves one life, this bill is well worth the passage, so I would urge your concurrence.
Thank you. Further proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the committee. I'm Senator Arlene Hamm from District 32 in Rapid City, and I'm proud to be the author of this bill. I think it's not going to save hundreds of lives, but I have two adopted children, and I know what it's like to be on the receiving end. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm not only going to ask for your vote today, but I also want to ask for your cooperation. This bill isn't going to do any good if we just stay at home and put it in the law books and forget about it. We need to start talking about it to get the education out there. So not only do I want you to vote for Senate Bill 92, I would very much appreciate your support in allowing our young people that are scared to death to tell anybody about their pregnancy and give them one more way that we can have a healthy child grow up in our great state of South Dakota. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Hamm. Are there any further proponents? Further proponents? Seeing none, I'll now open the discussion to opponents to Senate Bill 92. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 92? Opponents to Senate Bill 92. If not, we will move to committee questions. Are there any questions of any of the proponents? Representative Mike.
Either Representative Hennies or Senator Hamm, or both. And it's actually the questions relate to the amendments. I'm a little lost.
Okay. Let's take the second amendment, the short amendment that deals with ICWA, and we will ask to have that removed
RA.
Because it is included in Representative Van Etten's.
Okay. 92RA is one right. You wish to have discarded.
Right.
Okay. And in your opinion, Senator, these two complement each other then?
Yes.
And you support that?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Brown?
I'm sorry, I'll ask the question. It was only the same question, but I was in a period with here. Which amendment did you willing to take
the
off?
The short one, the second
okay.
one.
The RA.
Representative Brown, 92RA.
Okay, and the other two are compatible as far as you and Tom and Don are concerned.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Representative Brown. Are there further questions from the committee?
Any additional questions from the committee? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to questions and again allow Representative Hennies a moment or two for any additional commentary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't need to expound on this. You people know the need for this kind of legislation, and I would just ask you to pass it quickly and we'll get on with our business. And I thank you very much for taking the time to hear us.
Thank you, Representative Hennies. I'll now open the committee hearing to discussion and or action by the committee. Representative Brown.
I would move adoption of Amendment 92JG. Second.
Representative Brown moves. Representative Michael seconds. A motion to amend with Amendment 92JG. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
The Mr. Chairman,
amended. Representative Dunafin.
I would move the amendment 92JJ.
Second.
Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Glinski seconds amendment 92JJ. Discussion on the amendment. Hearing none. Those in favor shall say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Mr.
Further
Chairman.
Discussion. Representative Dunafin.
I would move do pass as amended.
Is there a second? Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Olson seconds that Amended Senate Bill 92 do pass. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, the motion before the committee is the do pass as amended motion on Senate Bill 92. Those in favor of the motion shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary shall call the roll.
Brown?
Aye.
Stanwell?
Aye.
Donovan?
Aye.
Kateri?
Aye.
Wensky?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Jaspers?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
Michaels?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Schmidt? Napoli?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
No.
Not will not be on consent.